So today we celebrate this feast of Corpus Christi, and it's an important moment, an opportunity for us to really focus on the Eucharist, and to it's a beautiful day for also it's and outside is a beautiful day for a procession. So, by way of reminder, we're going to have a Eucharistic procession at 2 p.m. this afternoon. I invite you to come back to be a part of that procession, because it's an opportunity for us to demonstrate to the world, at least to our small corner of the world, our belief in the Eucharist, and that this bread is truly the body and blood of Christ, and that Christ is truly the only answer for the world. This is the beautiful thing about processions and the Catholic Church. Everybody does their little piece of the world. Do you know what I mean? And pretty soon the whole world is covered. So so today your country needs you to do your part for this part of the country. And for this part of the world. And so I invite you and ask you to please come back at 2 p.m. for the procession. We'll be done by 3 p.m. And if you come on a Sunday twice to church, I promise you the world will not end. You will be fine. I promise you it'll be okay to come to church twice in one day. You can do it, okay? You can do it. So today, my dear brothers and sisters, I very much like this this reading from Deuteronomy, especially because for the Jewish people, something that is very important is memory, and as it should be also for us. If you look in Scripture, the word remember or memory is used many times. And so Moses is speaking to the people, and he says to them, remember how for 40 years now the Lord your God has directed all your journeying in the desert, so as to test you by affliction and to find out whether or not it was your intention to keep his commandments. And so it's important here, this part of memory. And Moses is reminding the people and saying, look at these last 40 years. And this Moses is speaking also to us and reminding us, look at your life for a second. Just a second, look at your life. However old you may be, in some cases it's 40, in some cases it's a little more seasoned, in other cases it's a little younger. But look back for a second, you know, in your memory. I'll give you a second. And in those years, remember how God was active. Think about all the things that maybe you could have done and didn't do, or maybe you did do and you shouldn't have done. And God is active in all of those things. And it says, so to test you by affliction. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, this is hard for us to hear, because nobody in this room likes to suffer or go through hardships. Nobody. None of you, none of me at all. We don't like it, we don't want it, and we despise it. And it's okay to admit that, we don't like it. But even in the sufferings, even in the hardships, God was there to see if we would follow him. And this is important, because even as we look forward in our lives, it's important at every moment to reflect on how God was present. And it says here, even he therefore let you be afflicted with hunger. In other words, God even let us experience difficulties in our life, difficulties which we may have thought were going to end us. But yet, here we are. Why? Because God gave us the food that we needed to handle the suffering. Because God took care of us. Because God was never cheap with us. And we may sometimes, and sometimes the temptation is that we look back at those moments in our life and we're tempted to think, but that wasn't God. That was me. That was my smarts and my wits and my know-how and my brawn that got me through that moment. And thank God for my smartness. Thank God for my ingenuity. And the temptation is that we can think we did it and we can forget. And this is why the first word that Moses uses is remember who you are. Remember that you were a people, as he's speaking to the people of Israel, remember that you were nobodies. You were a group of slaves that God took and did wonderful things with. And my dear brothers and sisters, we can never forget that. Remember who we were, and so that we can appreciate that God has taken care of us and has done wonderful things with us. And how has he brought that through fulfillment? Well, we arrive at today's feast of Corpus Christi, is that Christ on the cross gives us his body and his blood. Jesus is very clear in John 6. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. My dear brothers and sisters, Jesus is not ambiguous. When we receive the body and blood of Christ in this bread and wine, we are truly receiving Christ. Not metaphorically, not in a memorial, but we are truly receiving his body and blood. Because as the priest says the words of consecration, the bread and the wine truly become the body and blood of Christ. For what? So, and Jesus says, is my flesh for the life of the world. My dear brothers and sisters, you and I receive the body and blood of Christ to give life to a world that is dead, that is rudderless, that is lost. But the problem is we don't believe that. You may look at me and say, oh, Father, there goes your East Coast. I know you've been here for 26, almost 30 years, and there it goes again. You're exaggerating. My dear brothers and sisters, all you have to do is step out into the world to see I am not exaggerating. And if you think I am, you're naive. The world is dead and is longing for life. The world is rudderless and is longing for direction. You and I, my dear brothers and sisters, as we receive the body and blood of Christ, we are called to bring that life to this world, that direction to this world, and that direction is to God. And today's feast is an opportunity for us to truly remember the mission which we are called to, not just today on this Sunday of Corpus Christi, but on every Sunday and in every moment. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, the only way to help the world outside of these doors is God. And the only ones who are going to do that are sitting right here and in pews across the world. Are we willing to be vessels of the body and blood of Christ? Are we willing to carry the flesh of Jesus Christ so that the world may have life and have it abundantly, so that the world may know true meaning, so that the world may have true direction? You know, I as you may or may not know, the Holy Father is in Spain these days, and I think recently that the New York Times did a thing about the Holy Father as him some being very highly popular. I don't remember exactly what the research thing they did, but right now he's one of the most popular or something like that. The New York Times recently did something, and the question to that is, well, why? Oh, because he's likable, because he's pastoral, because, no, those are all, parts, but it's not the whole. It's because he brings God fearlessly to a world that lacks God. My dear brothers and sisters, we could be as popular as the Pope by bringing God radically to the world. And so I invite you, as we celebrate this feast of Corpus Christi, that we may bring Christ to this world. And so I invite you in this small way to be courageous, and we don't have to do this in a grand scheme. We can do it in our very small part, our very little corner of the world. One of the opportunities that we can do it is that you can come back at 2 p.m. and be part of the procession which makes God present in the world. That's not the only way, but it's one of the ways that maybe helps us a little bit, because, you know, we like to have our Sundays very planned, and maybe you have certain plans for this afternoon because now the weather's getting nice and it's the moment to maybe start to plant, and maybe you are going to go home and plant and put on your Sunday clothes and garden. Or maybe you're going to go home and put on your Sunday clothes and do some work around the house. And I'm going to tell you, fine, go and do that. Be back here at 2 o'clock. Be back here at 2 o'clock to take one moment, to walk with the Lord, to be a sign and a presence of God to this small part of the world. And then to take that as you go through your rest of your week and bring God to your small part of the world. Let us stand and profess our faith. I believe